Hey everybody, welcome back to the third stage of the badass debate. This is the one that leaves orbit and goes to the moon. First part, which came out 2 weeks ago, we talked about the badass ranking system, refined it, went through and normalized our list of classical badasses that Jim and I came up with back in 2011. Last week we inducted some new badasses, gave him some rankings. This week we're going to try to burn through a little bit more because we didn't get through as much of that list as we wanted to, and we are going to then synthesize the list and throw the old with the new and see if there's any surprising results. If you want to know more about the 3C system, you really should listen to the first part of last week's badass debates, because we kind of like went through the pure version of the 3Cs. But briefly, this is for 1980s and 90s action style movie badasses. There's many ways you can be a badass in this world, but this is a very particular way that usually involves submachine guns and grenade launchers and hanging off of like the skids of a helicopter and things. And it's a very narrow range of badassery, but that's the one we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And to be in the Hall of Fame, you need 3 Cs. High ratings on the 3 Cs. One, are you a physical champion? Are you built like a Greek fucking god or goddess? That's just a hard beef check, and you either pass it or you don't. The second C, character. Are you intimidating? Are you wily? Are you seductive? Do you have good leadership skills? Can you shut other prime beef badasses up with just a cocked eyebrow? If so, you can rank really high on the charisma scale and be a badass, even if you're kind of puny in the physical champion section. And then finally, arguably the most important is your characters. This isn't your moral upstandingness or anything like this. This is just, did you play a badass in a movie production and were you taken seriously? You know, not a parody. You know, Charlie Sheen isn't a badass because he played a fucking parody of Rambo and Hot Shots Part Deux.
Yeah.
But if you've got, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger has got like 25 to 30 iconic badass roles to his name. And he gets that solid C rating on that. So if you're a champion, if you've got high charisma and you've got a lot of badass roles in Hollywood and portrayed a lot of characters, then you're a badass on our list. Can we go through the new inductees? First of all,
yeah,
I'm going to add a new column, year inducted.
Oh, shit. Okay, to the classics, yeah.
And I'm going to just add 2011 to all of these gentlemen.
I'm going to rename this from classics to the list.
Okay. Oh, we color-coded some in red. That doesn't sound, good.
Anybody in red?
Those are the not badass list, huh?
Yeah,
you're inducted. All right, so we're going to 2021, and this, like I said, this has got big annual potential. Let's go through, is there any of these people that you are very hot to rank that we didn't get to last? Sigourney Weaver definitely needs to be ranked. Uma Thurman, mm-hmm. Zhang Zi, yeah, I'm looking for...
Some Crouching Tiger.
Yeah, where did the Bloodsport guy go to? The bad guy, the Bloodsport.
Somebody
that guy
missing.
I want to rank him.
I could tell which episode of The Walking Dead I just watched.
Yeah.
He didn't make it on the list initially, did he? No way. Who'd you want to rank?
It was Bong Yu. Who's the guy who's the badass in Bloodsport?
Oh, Bolo Jung.
Bolo Jung. Thank you.
I think that's how you spell. Okay, it's either E or UE.
And he's going to the fucking top, shall we say.
Okay.
Will this work? Oh, I just replaced
her. I mean, Beef alone, he's going to be a 1C bad.
I just want to make sure, because it's a grim fucking mockery if we didn't get to this guy. And I specifically said in the podcast, it'll be a crime if we don't get to this guy. Mm-hmm. Not letting it happen. I'm jumping in there. We gotta fucking fix the formula too. Jesus, did that screw up the formulas at all? 31, 33,
no, it should be good.
34, no. Okay, cool. Let's start ranking. Our first person to consider is Sigourney Weaver. Physical champion. I think she's actually a very tall woman. She's 6 foot tall.
Safe search, strict. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want any. Don't want any nudity. Right. Sigourney Weaver height. Sigourney She's Weaver is 6 foot tall.
6 foot tall? Damn, that's pretty tall.
Yeah.
How about this? But Ripley.
I'm just gonna get a nice couple nice shots of her ass. See right there.
Let's see. How are those arms?
Formative. Her slithering into that spacesuit was a really formative experience for me. As a yeah. As a teenager.
I mean, she's definitely not like jacked or in great shape or anything, no. But she's tall.
I think that's you gotta give her the 0.25 just because she's 6 foot tall. Like the reach advantage she's gonna have. The frame that you could add, you know, bulk. Also, you know, when she gets to be like a cybernetically engineered organism and some of the later or genetically engineered organisms and the later aliens. I think you'd say 6 foot hulking for a woman.
I think so.
My wife, who's 6 foot tall, is going to come flying down the stairs to beat me up for saying that. But I think that honestly just proves my point.
Okay, we got to look at characters.
Whoa, you're giving her 0.5?
Uh-huh.
Wait, what's the 0.5?
Look at the rules, man. Average stature, she is not.
A normally fit dude of hulking stature. Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. It's 0.5. You're right. We got to keep consistent here.
Otherwise, the list is completely null and void.
Charisma.
Yes.
Man, what do you think? What do you think?
She's not super charismatic in the Aliens movies. Or alien movies.
I mean, the first thing I thought of is her and fucking Michael Bane, that comedy relationship that they're having where they're flirting via duct taping machine guns together and like, mm-hmm. Oh, is the clip work like this? Oh, yeah, that's your 20mm grenade launcher. Oh, yeah. I don't like it.
No, she plays like the no nonsense kind of character. But with not as much like charm or smarm as like Bruce Willis. It's just like what she plays in everything where she's a badass. I guess like Cabin in the Woods, she's a little more interesting. She's an Avatar. I haven't seen Avatar.
Oh yeah, when she's a 12-foot tall blue monkey creature, she's extraordinarily powerful. I would not fuck with that iteration of Sigourney Weaver.
She charismatic in that?
Not. I mean, that's the thing. It's like they're bad. Like this, we talked about this a little bit. Like she's very charismatic in some movies. Like isn't what's that one with her and Jennifer Love Hewitt where they're both heartbreakers?
Yeah, heartbreakers.
Like, yeah, she's a love con artist. She's a con artist of sex and love in that. That's extremely charismatic. That's not a badass role.
No,
and
it's not.
That's what we argued a lot in the first two editions about what the transitive properties of badass. So I think 0.5 is you dead average badass charisma. I think that's sounding like Sigourney.
Yeah, what's this rule on charisma? Charisma, dead average, badass, swagger.
Is she a badass in Galaxy Quest, though?
No, she's just kind of annoyed. I mean, everybody in Galaxy Quest is a badass to one degree or another.
Like, McCoy is not a badass in Star Trek. Uhura is not a badass in Star Trek. Sulu's kind of a badass. Strips down to the waist, starts sword fighting crewmen. That's kind of badass.
Kirk's kind of a badass.
Check off. Check's not a badass. Kirk's a badass. Spock's a badass.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's not, you know, it's like, that's the thing. It's like, you can't be in a badass movie and be an automatic badass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you make charisma. But again, like, that's the transitive property. Like, I couldn't. The Rock has an immense amount of charisma. And you knew it from the second he started cutting wrestling promos, but I couldn't like with the Scorpion King, I couldn't be like, oh, he's got a 1.0 charisma, right?
Not with Scorpion King. Hell no.
See, it's a fine, like, I feel like that you guys will eventually like internalize the 3C systems where it's like you just like know right away. But I think 0.5. I'm having a hard time giving her above average charisma or swagger.
She already made the badasses without what I argue is an iconic character, Ripley. Iconic badass. Yeah.
Yes, 100%. If you fought in an alien queen in like a pop culture moment that everyone on the planet seen in a fucking power loader, you're certainly a badass.
All right.
So you literally ass pained an alien queen. You're a badass. How many roles was she got, though?
I don't know. That's what we're going over now. Alien.
So you got Alien. Yep.
Ghostbusters. I don't know if I call that badass. She's
a fucking demonic ultra powerful possessed creature. I think that has to be a badass.
I guess, right? I'll give it to her. Yeah. It's unconventional, but it's badass.
100%.
I don't know these others, man. Are you seeing anything?
No.
I'm Galaxy Quest.
Again, I don't. Is she a badass?
She's heroic at times.
Is she? No, I'm going to say no. Arguably, like the only two badasses in Galaxy Quest are Tim Allen and Alan Rickman, right?
Yeah.
And even then, that's really...
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Holes? No.
Is she the warden? No. She's the warden. That's kind of bad. Right. I've not seen that.
The warden of Shia LaBeouf is not a badass. All right. The village? What is that?
Oh, that's the... No, that's the M. Night Shyamalan. She's one of the hippie professors that doom the children to ignorance.
Not seeing a ton of stuff here.
So do we grant so when she's jacked into an avatar body? I mean, that's pretty, I think it's pretty badass.
Okay.
I'll give her a character for that. Sure.
Cool. Yeah. I've never seen
a 12 foot tall blue alien creature piloting around in some kind of exosuit. That's pretty. Yeah.
How about in Simon Pegg's Alien movie?
Don't remember it.
She plays the boss.
We definitely count villain roles. We definitely count villain roles.
Yeah, that's comedy. I'm inclined to say no. Cabin in the Woods.
Director. She's the director of like the monster penitentiary. I think that's automatic badass.
Okay. She doesn't like do, it's not an action role, but
no, but you know, it's like you give Kurt Russell badass cred for being the government guy in Fast and Furious, even though he doesn't really do anything. It's just that's, you know, you can tell he does stuff.
What is Sigourney?
What is this? What are we?
This Exodus, this? Gods and Kings. It's a Bible based war movie. I don't know. She plays Tuya. I've never seen this movie.
Yeah. Nope. Is she on the cover with a gun?
Nope.
Again, that is not an 80s 90s badass role. Heartbreakers, very charismatic, no. But it's not, that's not, I don't think that's a qualifying role.
Well, then she's got four, one of which is iconic, which puts her at what, a 0.5?
That might get her 0.5, doesn't it? So character, zero to two badass roles, none of which, okay, two to three recognized badass roles or one super iconic role.
Well, that's an or.
Boy, she's right there in the tweener, isn't she? But I feel like, two to three roles, at least one of which is widely considered iconic. Yeah, she's the definition of 0.5.
Yep.
It's the reason we put those caveats in there.
Wow, she's dead average across the board. That's wild.
Certified badass, though. Sigourney Weaver. Welcome to the club.
Ugh, Michelle Rodriguez. Okay.
Oh, yeah, Michelle Rodriguez. So let's look at what is her body of work? Literally, what is her body?
It's Michelle Fast and Furious and
Rodriguez height.
Ripley, that's not going to get it.
She's 5'5". She has a lot of badass rolled, though. She's 5'5".
Right. She look alike here. She looking badass. She's in shape. That's for
average,
sure.
Yeah. Looks like a dead average person.
Pretty
doesn't
average.
Spend too much time in the gym. So I think she's going to get a zero.
5'5".
Yeah.
5'5". Zero. Wait, mm-hmm. Look at these rules. A zero. Unimpressive. She's a normally fit person of average stature. 5'5" is not.
Average stature for a woman short. Is 5'5". Let me see.
Is that right? The average for a dude is like 5'9".
Average,
right?
Height for American woman. 5'4" tall. So yeah, she is actually dead. She's a normally fit person of average stature. So she's 0.25.
Okay, you're right. By with a 0.25.
You're right. If she punches a person like The Rock and he staggers back, I wouldn't be like.
Okay.
Like I would with Adrian Brody, for example.
Charisma's rough, man. She's not charming. If she's going to get any charisma, it's going to be on some other kind of charisma.
No, I think she's not zero, though. She's not Dolph Lundgren.
No, like, no, no.
I think she's got, she's very, what do you call it? She goes at people.
Mm-hmm.
She banters. I like that. I'm thinking 0.25 or 0.5. What's the argument for 0.25?
Is fucking everybody in Avatar? She's an Avatar too.
So many people. Plus, it's just going to get worse. There's going to be 17 Avatars by the time we die.
It's going to be like the MCU, where literally everyone has been in it. Okay.
I mean, I think it's damning to say she's got the approximate level of charisma of Scott Pilgrim at the end of Scott Pilgrim versus the World. So I think she has to be 0.5.
Yeah, she does. She's got the same style of charisma as Sigourney Weaver. It just
no, Michelle, you're right. It
me.
Doesn't disqualify you. It just makes you average. So, like, if she were to get ripped and shredded, she could go mm-hmm. up on that. But like, if you are dead average from a physical perspective, then you're just going to rank low on the champion scale. Or else, what the fuck does it mean? You know, we got the charisma to account for people who. You know, are, you know, the size of the dog in the fight or yeah. size of the fight in the dog. Yeah.
Both. Okay. Characters. She does play a lot of badasses.
Nothing wrong with short people. Wolverine's fucking short. Wolverine's shorter than you, Michelle, but he's got adamantium claws and, you know, 300 pounds of muscle. So what
right.
are we?
Letty's a badass, right?
Letty's a definite badass.
She's in Resident Evil.
Whatever she is in
badass.
Resident Evil, she's probably wearing leather shit and has got a gun. Badass.
Yeah. On the cover with some leather gloves. I don't know. Does that count? Someone's on the cover with a gun and she's standing there too.
Yeah.
Okay, that's two. SWAT? On the cover,
I mean,
between
on the cover
some
with
guns.
The gun. And she's a SWAT off. That's certainly badass.
Blood Rain, I assume she's a badass in that.
Oh my god, is anyone a badass in this movie? At Catherine?
No, but
oh my god, this is Yui Bowl movies, right?
Yeah, this is a terrible.
How did he
movie.
Get Ben Kingsley?
I don't know. And this
and
guy.
Michael Madsen. What the fuck are you guys
Billy
doing?
Billy Zane,
well, okay.
Meatloaf.
Billy, you're a cool guy, Billy Zane. I mean, sure, I'll give her Blood Rain. Why not?
Okay, I don't know what control is. I assume it's cover with a gun type stuff. Sociopath on death row.
She's not. Don't got. I mean, she could be a fucking defense attorney. That's not a badass in this sense of the word.
This is not gonna do it for.
I thought Wolverine's canonically 5'0". Canonically, that's how you say canonical in Canada. Canonically. But I could be wrong. I thought he's 5 foot nothing.
We're giving her Avatar?
Yeah, of course. She plays like a gunboat captain or whatever. Wolverine height.
Machete. She's on the cover with a gun.
Oh, yeah. Comic book 5'3".
Battle
well, okay.
Los
Marvel's
Angeles.
Official records. 5'3", 300 pounds.
I mean, she's definitely, yeah, she's the badass in that.
We're up to like 7. What about Lost? Yeah. What is she in Lost?
She's just a survivor. I wouldn't call her a badass.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
None of those people are like huge badasses. They just aren't doing what they got to do to survive.
We are. What else? Seeing a bunch of voice acting.
Lead a battle angel. No. No.
I think we topped out at 7 roles.
Oh, with Sigourney. We didn't count this for Sigourney Weaver.
What?
She's on the cover, but not with the gun. But Michelle Rodriguez is.
Yeah, Sigourney won't be helped because she needs like 2 or 3 more roles to get to the next highest rung. But okay, that gets her up to 8.
8. What does that do for her?
Okay. Is Letty an iconic badass?
No.
And I'm going to say no.
No.
Okay. So does she have, because that's the thing, she needs 9 to 11 to get to 0.75 just on the merit of roles. Mm. But right now she's in the 5 to 6 badass roles, none of which are widely considered iconic. And I think that feels right.
Okay.
Still, Michelle Rodriguez, welcome to the Badass Club. You are a 1.25C badass.
That's true.
Okay. Here's what's new in premium content for our club members.
Executive producers get to exercise their voting fingers again this week with another prestige movie poll. This week's nominees are Mystic River, The Last Samurai, and Secondhand Lions. Take your pick and seal our fate.
This Monday on the premium feed, we open up the books and deliver a State of the Empire podcast, talking about the current condition of Bald Move and our plans for this year.
This Friday, it's Lunch 420, which given last weekend seems like a tragic missed opportunity. Ah well, lunch will be served piping hot at 1 p.m. Eastern. Come join live or warm up some leftovers when lunch is released in podcast form later that day.
If you want more Bald Move in your life, head over to support.baldmove.com to find out how you can get tons of bonus audio and video content plus ad-free feeds. Commission podcasts are an awesome feature here at Bald Move that allows you, the individual listener, to decide what we talk about for a single podcast.
The community loves it because it often leads to fun, fan-favorite films and TV shows that we've overlooked getting the coverage they deserve.
And we love it because we're constantly exposed to great stuff that's not even on our radar.
The way it works is simple. You go to support.baldmove.com and you click on commissions. Then you pay the flat rate for the commission and tell us what 2-ish hours of content you'd like us to make podcasts on.
Then we'll contact you for details, advanced feedback, and any dedications you'd like to make.
Then we watch the thing, discuss the thing, turn it into a podcast, and pump it right into your ears.
We get consistently great feedback on how much our commissioners love their podcast, and they make great gifts for the dedicated Bald Move fan in your life.
And who knows, that dedicated fan could even be you. Treat yourself. Check out support.baldmove.com for more info.
Bolo Young. Young. That is not his body.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
is that
look
him?
Look at this. Look at this fucking guy.
This dude is, his nipples can't even fit on his pecs because his pecs
are
crowding them out.
They're, yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly. The pecs like move over nipple.
Did he get like ripped and shredded?
Oh my God, that is that him?
Is it? No, that's not him. That's fake as hell, but.
I mean.
There he is standing
Jesus,
next to Bruce Lee.
We kinda, and that was back into the beginning of his career.
Oh, God. I don't know how you can be as
can we
big
get his lower body in
and still have veins coming out your arms? Oh, lower body?
Because his fucking thighs are insane, too.
This isn't him. No way. That's fake. That's obviously fake.
Well, see, a C drive, you can be a bit of a jobber. And yeah, you get, you know, it's kind of like. That's the thing that kind of rankled me after last one, our reliance of gun on the cover. Like, if you're a guy like, who's Drax? I can't remember this guy's name.
Dave Bautista.
Dave Bautista, you are padding your roles out with a bunch of direct to video stuff. And yeah. I don't know how I sit about that, because like, if someone pays you 50 grand, you show up in Vancouver for 2 weekends and you're on the cover with a gun. Don't know about that. I don't know about Michelle Rodriguez getting the 30 badass roles and being a 1C on the character. It just depends. If they're all Fast and Furious quality, then sure. But I think we need something. We need like some kind of like, it's got to be wide release, or you have to make at least $1 million at the box office or something. So this guy's a 1C, right?
How tall is he?
Oh, that's a good question.
If he's like 5'2", then no. But if he's anything slightly above average, then probably.
Oh, he's 5'6". So he's a pocket Hercules.
Yeah. I think that gets him to like a 0.75, because I would not want to meet this guy in any kind of alley. Holy shit. Yeah. It's probably just because I was traumatized by him in Bloodsport when I was a young man, but
it still holds up. I mean, he's a terrifying individual. And again, like I said, you see his thighs and it's like, holy fuck.
His thighs?
That's what I'm saying. Like his legs, his lower legs are like as swollen and impressive. His like his thighs and calves are enormous. And they really put him on when he takes off the pants in Bloodsport.
It's a
fucking riot, man. So yeah, even without seeing his beefy, there you go, a little bit. God damn, look at that guy. He's like a fire plug.
I know. He's scary, dude. Okay.
Charisma.
He might suffer here because I don't think he says anything in Bloodsport.
But the karate face.
Mm-hmm. He's got the best karate face.
He's at least a 0.5. I'm debating between 0.5 and 0.75 because he cannot he fails the one because he has been intimidated and defeated by many of the badasses on the badass list. So like part of being a is you cannot conceivably or plausibly be cowed or into submission by anyone. He got beat up. He got beat the fuck up by JCVD. So
a dancer. Yeah.
But 0.75 above average charisma, swagger, naturally gifted leaders, exceptional facility. No, I don't think so. Dead ass, bad average. Boy, he's a tweener, but I think that's the whole point of having the big jumps is
to add some.
Because, when he's screaming in your face after he's snapped your neck, you might say he's a one, but. Also, he loses a quarter point just for when Zangief calls him out and he's like, what is he talking to me? Like a natural badass wouldn't have had to look over his shoulder.
It's true. He like, says a lot with just some doubt. His facial expression and his body language.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some doubt in his own mind, or you don't like when another badass like you and me now in the octagon and you're like, who's he talking to, guys? Like that's no. He's a 0.5. 0.5.
Oh shit. He just had like a whole run with JCVD, huh? He's a double impact.
Did he really?
JCVD?
Which I've never seen.
What am I thinking? Yeah, I guess he only did 2 with JCVD.
Here's the thing, I don't know how to rank these roles. Because like
I just want to count everything he did as like badass, right?
Can like, we make a can we make a rule if there's the word tiger or dragon in the translated title, you're probably a badass. If you're on the cover with your shirt off, you're probably a badass.
Look at this. Of course he's a badass in that. It looks like a terrible movie with Billy Blanks, but
it really
he's a badass.
Does.
That's terrible. God. Yeah, I mean, definitely. He's breathing fire in this. His name is Thunder. For sure. I mean, he's, you know, a career martial artist. He's definitely going to be a badass in like 99%.
Like he's been cranking out this shit since I was born in Hong Kong. Yeah.
Yeah. 1970. Wow.
I mean, he's 12 plus. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't even have to count him. And one of them. I mean, do you consider his role in Bloodsport iconic?
Arguably.
I do.
Yeah.
Because like I said, it was huge in my neighborhood. Like I hadn't even seen Bloodsport for like years, but I knew who this guy was and his, you know, the karate face. And
gets into 0.75, or does that get him all the way to the top with just sheer number?
I think, 12 plus badass rolls, mini, 12 plus badass rolls, comma, mini considered iconic.
Just gets him here. Because he's only had the one iconic roll.
So are we, so we're saying, all right, because I think this is an implied, but we're saying that you can't get to 1C without at least one iconic roll.
Without several, apparently, according to our rules.
Many of which are considered iconic. That's a hard bar, man.
Yeah, well, there is no room for the one iconic, right? Oh, no, there is here. But 9 to 11 plus one iconic doesn't get it done according to this rule.
Well, 9-11 badass rolls do get you to 0.75 just by the mass of them. Or 5 to 6, several which are iconic.
Yeah, I don't want to dissect our ratings too much because they'll fall apart, but I think 0.75 makes sense.
Then we're saying that like the 1C is another one of those hard checks where it's like, you got to have, look, you can't just, you can't just fucking direct a video your way to 1C. You got to have something where people are like, oh yeah, I know that guy. And he's,
Yeah, that makes sense. And then what, he's a 0.5? All right, solid 2C badass.
I mean, 2C is pretty rare territory.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's move on. We got time for like maybe one or two more. So
Uma Thurman. Like Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uma Thurman height. I think she's tall. She's 5'11".
Damn,
so she's a
0.25
at average physique, which I think is where she's going to land.
Probably so. Show me her in like, I don't know. Let's. How do you spell kiddo?
Beatrix. Yes. I think isn't it just K-I-D-D-O?
Really?
I think so.
All right. How's she looking? She's toned, but she's not like
she's like
in
yeah,
particularly I mean, good shape.
She's got a beach body. Badass body? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, looking good in tight leather pants or jeans, so got to keep it tight for that. But yeah, nothing crazy. She is tall, though. I would say hulking,
she is
perhaps.
Tall.
She's one inch shorter than
5'11 is certainly a hulking person, a big person.
0.5 then. It's easy.
Okay.
Characters.
Okay,
Infomania?
We got a
really?
Few. Yeah, I don't remember that either.
Oh.
Okay.
Dangerous liaisons. That sounds like a badass role.
It's not those kind of it's not those kind of danger. Not that kind of liaison.
Maid Marian, not a badass.
Which Robin Hood is that?
1991. I don't know.
That's an old fucking Robin Hood, man. What the shit?
Who is that? Patrick Bergen? I don't even recognize him.
I mean, if they made a Robin Hood in the 2020s and they cast a Maid Marian, they might make her a badass. But I doubt a 1992 Maid Marian is a badass.
No way.
So, Mad Dog and Glory, no.
No, God, no. Bill Murray. Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. Mia Wallace is not a badass. She is a badass, but she's not an 80s, 90s.
No. Charisma.
Action
off
star
the charts,
badass.
But
the charisma's off the charts.
Yeah.
But again, it doesn't transfer over.
Poison Ivy, there we go.
Poison Ivy, fucking
badass.
100%. 100%.
Dr.
Emma Peel. No. Dr. Emma Peel in the Avengers, 100% badass.
Okay.
Now we're getting somewhere. Because I'm like, where the fuck did Quentin Tarantino get the idea to cast her as a fucking badass? He saw how badass she was in Pulp Fiction and was like, I want to give her a samurai sword. But no, she had some stuff.
It is kiddo. Okay.
Beatrix Kiddo. And this is iconic.
This is iconic.
This is a neat, this is a modern classic badass role. So she's secured her spot right there with, she's at four right now.
Four?
Kind of
three.
She's at four roles. Yep.
Wait, which four? I counted Avengers, Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin, Avengers. Oh, did I? I had my thumb sticking out, I guess. I thought that was. So I got okay. three. And one's
I'm
iconic.
Also counting on my fingers here.
Okay, good, good, good.
Up at Christmas. No. Motherhood, Ceremony. No. Maybe?
Movie 43. Holy shit. Nope. I can't believe how many people are in movie 43.
What a stupid idea. God.
Superhero speed dating? Uh-oh. She could be a badass in that one, though, Jim.
She's not. Trust me. That's it, man. How is that possible? Yeah.
She's kind of stopped doing stuff, it looks like.
She's slowed down.
She's got like five roles in the last 10 years? No. Done a lot of TV.
Yeah, it took a big 2016, 2017 off. Pandemic kind of probably
killed
her.
Check out Burnt. I could see her being on a gun with a, on a cover with a gun and Burnt.
No.
Nope. Nope.
Unless she kills Bradley Cooper with a chef's knife.
Yep. Which would be kind of badass. She has superpowers and my super ex-girlfriend.
Three with one iconic.
Yeah, I'll give her another one. Shit, why not? Four. That brings her up to four.
It's a 0.5, I guess.
Yep. 0.5 badass.
And then charisma.
I mean, she's very charismatic in Kill Bill in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, she's got that tough...
And no one can fucking cow her in that movie.
Yes.
Except for Wei Ping or whatever.
And Poison Ivy is super
the high-plucking master.
Like, that's not the greatest showcase because it's a shitty movie. Well...
Yeah, when she first resurrects and she's kind of in that, like, you know, torn up version of her scientist costume and she's got her fucking midriff exposed, and it was a moment. Yeah, for sure.
She's like, I fucking the camera. Yeah.
She's I fucking a camera right in her from her IMDb thing. I think 0.75. Beatrix 0.75. Kiddo is a hell of a character. And Poison Ivy is very sexy. Yeah, right. Like, I mean, what, you don't think that above average charisma or swagger with Beatrix Kiddo?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I thought you were arguing.
No, it just sounded high, but you're totally right.
No offsetting quirks or psychological issues. I mean, you can make the argument with Poison Ivy, probably Beatrix Kiddo too, but they're not clinically insane, I don't think. Arkham Asylum's opinion to the contrary. Okay. We got time for one more.
Sure.
So we're going to do Jennifer. Do you want to cherry pick somebody? Chat. You guys see who's up on screen. Let's see it in chat. Sound off like you got a pair.
This is a fucking joke.
You got
joke,
a badass
right?
pair.
Angela Bassett. She's I don't know anything about her.
It's not
sounds like a joke. How about Mia Djujovic?
We got Denzel. We got one person saying Denzel. Denzel's going to get it unless I hear
he does
there's two for Denzel.
List.
He wasn't he?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Three for Denzel. All right, we're going to do Denzel, and then we're going to synthesize this stuff, and everybody else will have to wait for 2022. Which means I'll have to update everybody's dates here. Bam. Okay, Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington is a big dude. I'm going to put that out there.
He's been in boxing movies.
Oh, yeah. He's going to have some badass roles here. His height, he's got to be 6 foot, right?
Above average shape, I'd say.
6 foot one on this guy. 6 foot one frame, Denzel Washington.
Does he keep it like this? He doesn't really keep it like this.
Salt and Pepper had the blueprint for the ultimate badass. You take the body like Arnold and add the Denzel face, and you got a 3C badass who is probably setting the standards for years to come.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
He's
clearly a 0.5. I'm arguing. I think he might get to 0.75. We just need. Can we get?
I don't know, man, because this is like the exception to the Denzel rule, I feel. Like, he's always in
the older
okay
he's got,
shape.
The bulk, the thicker he gets. And I don't think it's not fat either. Like he's doing the Hollywood mm-hmm. thing where it's like, I'm just going to keep doing T and HGH cycles until they cast me in a fucking Marvel movie.
And when you say T, you don't mean Earl Grey.
No. Can we, are these searches for body?
Yeah.
Denzel, take your shirt off.
Is that him? I can't tell.
I can't tell.
It's a very small picture. No, Denzel likes his shirts, man. He's got style. I think a man like that needs to take his fucking shirt good. Off. No.
His boy takes off his shirt.
It's true. I don't know if we're going to get a clear here. Let's risk it. Moderate safe search. No, it's all the same shit. Okay.
Yeah, that's surprising, but I think 0.5 is where he's going to. I thought maybe we'd get a little higher on him. So that's a normally fit dude of hulking stature.
But come
yeah.
on, man. The fucking charisma. He's a one, right?
I mean, yeah, I think
he's
named 10
things
one.
He's been a badass in where he's super charismatic.
Especially I'm thinking like Man on Fire. He's like has a tender relationship with women and children, but he also is a fucking stone cold motherfucker. Man on Fire might be his ultimate iconic badass role, or at least it is for me. I think he's going to be high in charisma.
I gotta debate you there.
All right, let's start at the beginning of his career and start ranking.
Okay.
I
don't know what Carbon Copy is.
Yeah, like I don't want to play this game.
Nope.
Like, let's just go like
Cry Freedom.
You know, we can always revise it if people say Glory, boom, badass role.
Oh,
saw that in school. He's a soldier for the Union Army, qualifies.
Ricochet. On the cover with the gun.
On the cover with the gun, he's a cop, badass.
We're not gonna have to stretch. I mean, Malcolm X is a badass.
Malcolm X is a bad yeah, by any means necessary.
Badass.
Malcolm X held several weapons, guns. Yeah, he's not fucking
okay,
around.
Sure. I don't think we need to stretch for him though. He's gonna have 12 pretty damn easily.
Mm-hmm.
Crimson Tide, is he like in the military?
He's a military officer and a submarine commander.
That's pretty badass. Hmm.
It is pretty badass.
Okay,
so Virtuosity. We got five. He is badass. A badass in that. Yep. Courage Under Fire, super badass.
Yep.
Or wait, he's the he's a JAG officer in that, right?
Sounds right.
Courage Under Fire is about Meg Ryan being a badass. That might be that might be a false badass flag.
All right, take him back to five.
Okay.
Fallen though. The Siege.
The fuck is Siege? Anthony Hubbard.
No. I don't think so. Bone Collector? He's like a detective, right?
Collecting bones.
Yeah.
Is he a badass in Bone Collector? I've not seen the Bone Collector. It's not my jam.
I saw it a long time ago. I can't remember. He's either a badass or he's the villain and not really a badass. I can't remember which.
He is a tank commander in Under Siege, then became a JAG. All right, badass.
Okay, sure. Training
driver.
Day. I mean, come on.
Training Day, 100%.
John Q.
Fucking badass.
Kind of a badass. He is holds up in a hospital and like, I don't know. He goes to war against the world in John Q to get his sun treatment or something like that.
Uh-huh. I remember this guy got like a falling down. Is Michael Douglas a badass in Falling Down? Because it's kind of the same energy.
It is.
Except for John Q's got something to actually be angry about. All right. Well, if you're going to give it, then I'd say, yeah. So we're up to 9. We're up to 8.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to have 10 more. I mean, American Gangster hasn't even
Man on Fire. John fucking Creasy is ultimate badass. Manchurian Candidate. He's a brainwashed badass, but still a badass, I think.
Sure. American Gangster Frank Lucas is super badass.
100% badass.
Book of Eli.
Book
badass.
Of Eli, super badass.
I mean, he's already
unstoppable.
Off the charts.
I mean, yeah, we're at
the
12.
Equalizer, Magnificent
Equalizer,
7.
Badass. Magnificent 7, badass. We're at
we're at
14, 15.
Yeah.
And I'd say a couple of those are iconic roles. I think Creasy is an iconic role. Again, at least he is to me. Book Eli, doesn't quite get there. Is that is
Man on Fire like famous to iconic? Is either Training Day or American Gangster? But like,
can fly a plane drunk, says Tommy.
Tommy, badass.
Yeah, I mean, he's got by and he's got at least. So what's the iconic role we're saying?
I don't think he has one. As close as he gets, I think, is Falling Down or American Gangster. Or sorry, not Falling Down. Jesus.
What about Training Day?
Training Day is what I meant. Yeah.
Malcolm X. Yeah, I think we gotta. I mean, maybe we're a little too white, but like, if we're not say no, Malcolm X, like, is George Washington a badass? I mean, if Malcolm X had an army,
yeah, I guess. So what? He took gets a nation of million, 0.75.
Millions to hold him back, Jim. Okay. There you go. 2.25. Solid badass. He's in the upper echelon.
Yeah. He beat out the man mountain Bolo Young.
All right. That's it. Let's leave the others as undrafted rookies into the next year's class. And let's synthesize this shit.
Hell yeah.
We try to make it super easy to support making podcasts at Bald Move. Just join the club.
But some people aren't the joining type, or maybe they're already in the club but want to add a little bit of gratuity for an especially great season of coverage, or for a podcast that really spoke to them, or gave them that bit of support in a tough time.
For these, and for whatever other reason you might have, our tip jar is always open. Head over to support.baldmove.com and click the donate option to say, hey, keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate it.
Once again, check out support.baldmove.com for all the great ways to help me and Jim keep making the podcast you love.
You've been listening to quite a few Bald Move podcasts now, but you're not in the club? Whoo boy, you are missing out. Not only are all of our premium club podcast feeds completely ad-free, but we have lots of other great content exclusively for people in the club.
There's a weekly lunch with Jim and Aaron where we chat with fans about anything and everything from TV and films, food, fun, life advice, and more.
But there's also Off the Clock, our premium podcast where we talk about all the shows we don't have time for on our public feeds.
Plus, you get access to our full spoiler-filled first-run movie reviews of our newly released films.
Don't forget Instant Take and Talk podcast, where we give our hot takes and discuss television shows with our fans live and immediately after the episode airs.
With mega shows like House of the Dragon coming this summer, we're going to have lots to talk about.
Not to mention access to our fun and friendly community of club members, with exclusive Discord channels and a dedicated forum. It's one of the best places on the internet to hang out and chat about pop culture.
Bottom line, you're helping two regular type guys in the Midwest make the content you like to listen to, which some would say is rewarding to itself.
Help keep the lights on and the bits flowing at Bald Move.
And get some awesome content for yourself. Head to support.baldmove.com to join the club today.
Since the dawn of time, we've been putting clothes on our back that identify us with our people, our group, our tribe.
And while Bald Move might be one of the smallest, weirdest tribes out there, transcending all concepts of border, class, culture, and creed, we still have respect for the old ways.
At support.baldmove.com, you can get t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more. We have something for every one of our podcasts, or just wear the four pips of the Bald Move logo with pride.
Bald Move merch beats running around naked, and they make a great gift for the Bald Move fan in your life. Join our tribe! Head over to support.baldmove.com and click on merch to start shopping.
How many bits will it cost me to get my face on Meat Rushmore? I look like a thick Topher Grace. Chocolate Mike is actually a badass. You just need the rolls, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how many bits it takes to get a role in Hollywood. You'd have to. They're filming Hollywood shit here in Cincinnati. Maybe you need to come off of Columbus.
Okay. So I guess what we do is we just...
Wait, before you do this, though, let's make sure that the years are all populated. I don't want any fuckery.
Looks like.
Also, should we strip Nick and Steven and Ving of their titles? Or we're just going to... We'll highlight those at the end.
We'll get to those at the end. We'll highlight those at the end.
Boy, don't tell Mr. Rames. I don't want... I don't want him to, anyone to get back to him that Aaron and Jim said he's not a badass. But I would say, look, man, you need the roles.
Yeah, you need the roles. Why didn't this conditionally format? What the hell's going on here?
Take 50 grand, go take a couple of trips to Vancouver, get your face on there on a direct-to-video Amazon series with a gun, and you do that a time or two, and you're a shoe-in. Brad Pitt is... possibly on the new inductees, but he's not on the classic list.
No, he might be over there, but not yet.
Again, we'll do this every year, guys, but we had a lot of housekeeping.
Okay, what do you think? Sort this sheet?
Yeah, I think we should.
Boom.
And see what kind of surprises we get.
The first new one to make it barely cracks the top 20.
The first two, you mean?
The first three. Huh?
The two Chris's and Denzel.
Yeah, what I'm saying is
Russell.
The highest that a new inductee got is 18th.
Well, it makes sense. Well, these are 80-90s. We call this Return of the Badasses, but the Badasses have not quite returned.
I guess he could be anywhere from 11 to 20, depending on where we want to stack rank these people within their
right.
Their tier, I don't know.
Yeah, so a lot hasn't changed. Now, if we'd updated, The Rock made a huge increase in terms of roles and charisma, I think. Maybe even champion, or do we always give him a one for champion?
I think we might have always given him one. I don't know. We can go back to old versions but...
Yeah, it looks like, how do we feel about this for a Mount Rushmore of badasses? Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sly Stallone. I think those two are definites, locked in.
Yeah, the characters are iconic.
The Rock, and then John Wayne? I don't hate this Mount Rushmore. Lots of generations, but you could also, you slide Wayne. Down and get Brute. He's tied. He's in a five-way tie with Clint Eastwood, Bruce Lee, Jason Statham, Sean Connery, and Terry Crews.
Yeah.
You put Bruce Lee, and then you've got a really compelling Mount Rushmore. You got Arnold, Sly.
Yeah, if we were just
The Rock,
to kind of go
and Bruce Lee.
That. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
John Wayne probably was racist. I would not believe it and there'd be a lot of scholarship involved in talking me out of him being racist, given his age and stature in society.
Yeah.
But like Gina Carano's got some odious current personal opinions and she's still on the badass list. So,
yep. This is not about your personal belief system.
Although you could argue that John Wayne played an active racist in The Searchers and that should be considered, but I don't know.
Yeah, but things don't negate the other things, right? Like That's even true. If they have a role where a monkey fucks their face, it doesn't negate.
It doesn't.
Them For example, climbing a skyscraper.
Someone on the Mount Rush to propose Mount Rushmore, right. Monkey face fucker, fucky Arnold, Sly, The Rock, and Bruce. That's a pretty good fucking Mount Rushmore, I gotta say.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't get higher, but those characters, he's got
the
Thor,
roles,
and that's
man.
Like it so far.
Yeah. But the thing is, they're young and they probably, I imagine. But the thing is why would you? If I'm Chris Evans, I mean, I guess if you really like acting, that's the thing.
Why would you keep
acting?
These
guys are all set for fucking life. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I just me, like, I'm always like, man, if I had a great run on Bald Move and as a result of that, I had $10 or $20 million in my account and they're like, so what's next for Bald Move? I'd be like, I don't know, but I'm fucking out of here.
Yeah, I'll do a podcast every other month if I feel
I
like
might
it.
Fuck around on social media and like go on some other people's shows and stuff, but I have, doing what Dan Harmon's doing, right? I've won this rigged game and I'm now going to you know, shift my activities to maybe making the world a better place or something. But like, yeah, I don't know. He was Captain America for 10 years and he's probably rich. That's pretty amazing.
Well, and now they've got the bodies, right? So they can work on their body of work instead of their actual body. And just maintain what they got, the beef they got. Yeah, they got a long time ahead of them. All right, that looks good. Is there anything that's egregious here that, like...
The thing is like, they're all... There's so many ties that, like... Mm-hmm. I would suggest maybe doing a follow-up where... Because Bill Simmons used to do this, where he'd make a list, and then he'd look at it and, like, categorize it. Mm-hmm. So you'd have, like... The untouchables, you know, the guys that are like, you know, the 3C badasses. And then you'd have the demigods, or maybe you'd have the demigod, which is The Rock, because he's kind of in his own category. But then you'd go through and say what you saw, something about the 2.5 badasses, the 2.25 badasses. There's a bunch of them, right? A bunch of twos. And you'd mm-hmm. like call them like a class of something. I think that'd be fun. Because that's what it was looking like.
Most of?
That's a good twos.
So there are.
There's a shit ton of 1.5s, which makes sense.
I don't want the sum. I want the count. No.
Who do you think the highest ranking woman on this list is? Without looking.
Oh, it's probably fucking MMA Carano, Junior Carano. She's got to be right.
It's actually Uma Thurman.
Seriously? Wow.
Uma Thurman's at 39 on the list.
It's the roles. It just goes to show, like, it doesn't have to be just pure beef.
Yeah.
Still be a traditional badass.
It's the iconic. If she hadn't been in...
Kill Bill.
Yeah, she'd be a 1.5 with Gina, but since she is Beatrix Kiddo and has infinitely more charisma.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thanks for the Twitch Prime sub, Red Sand. Glad you're enjoying the stream. I think that's about it. Yeah, as like I say, is there anything egregious? Like in the two fives, like it's hard to rank. I mean, that's the thing. It's hard to rank these guys. Like John Wayne over Clint Eastwood. Jason Statham over Terry. I feel like Jason Statham might be at the bottom of this, or should be at the bottom of the 2.5s, because he's a shaky 0.5 champion.
It's 1.5s.
Shaky, there are shaky 11 character of them, too.
Which is the highest number next to the next highest is 1.75 and 2.25 tied at 10 each.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense. 1.5 is dead average 3C badass, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's right in the middle. So, of course.
Well, no, one is... So, 2 would be dead average, because 1 is not... Under 1 is not a badass. Our scale's a little wonky that way, right?
Yeah. I mean, we haven't... Let's look at some of the not badasses. Certified not badass, Nick Cage.
Nick Cage. Steven Seagal. Controversial.
Yeah.
And you know what? If we stuck with our guy in a gun, I'm afraid he would be a certified badass. If we go back and re-rank Seagal, and I think we should.
We should.
And
this we is just not
call,
fair.
Or we fucking fix the loophole. I think we got to add something like this had to have a theatrical release, or it had to gross $1 million, or it's like something. Because
someone had to have
this
watched
is just,
it.
Yeah, between Sci-Fi and Amazon and all the other and Netflix, this is just problems that are even going to just going to get worse. But Steven Seagal, Norman Reedus, Scarlett Johansson, Jonathan Banks, Gal Gadot, Tobey Maguire, Rory McCann, and Ving Rhames. Ving Rhames is a shocker. Wait, how's he 000? We just didn't rank him?
No, that's supposed to be Adrian Brody. What happened? What
Wait,
happened
why is
to
Ving
Rhames
way at the top? You just passed him.
Okay, so I don't know how this happened, but Ving Rhames' name replaced Adrian Brody.
Are you sure? Can we control Z or something?
I mean, he's the 000 badass, right?
Yeah, he was the baseline, which is also, I think, a joke at this point. We'd have to give him 0.25 as a champion.
No, because he doesn't keep it that way. That was a one-off, right?
But he's never below average fitness, right? Which he's 6 foot tall, isn't he?
He's gotta be. I mean, we didn't fairly rate him. We just made a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke.
But
it's a joke.
Oh, it's NAT. This is not his body. This is a man pretending that this is his body.
But he's average. Show me a picture of below. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty skinny.
I mean, he's not like out of shape. He's just not impressive.
Didn't we give Keanu a
this is his
0.5? Still, that's a Keanu Reeves body if I've ever seen one.
Well, Keanu Reeves got 0.5 because of his physical skill, right? Like, there's an element of physical skill in there too.
That's true.
Trying to
Chocolate find. Mike, thanks for another month of Twitch Prime sub. Okay.
Yeah, he's a body poser.
I think we need to move on. We might come back for one more.
Probably
going to be a bit, because I do think it'd be interesting to go through as a fun exercise and kind of like name these different epochs of badasses or groupings of them rather. And I think this feels like a good summertime activity. The every year we'll do a couple of like classic badass movies and we'll redo, you know, we'll induct new badasses and we'll synthesize them. Seems like something fun we can do every June, July, August for a couple weeks.
Yeah, we have so many more people to get through who aren't even on the new inductees list yet.
We need to figure out a way to have people continue to submit new badasses throughout the year. And then, maybe a month leading up to the badass event, we make this thing public and we start at like taking all, and then we can have like the public rank it somehow. Cause the other thing is like, it takes a while to rank these guys if you do it seriously. So like, I think we need to like somehow have some kind of community voting mechanism to sort it to where like the ones that are more first ballot should get through. And some of the ones that are more curiosities or people that don't quite understand the 3C 80s, 90s badass thing get pushed to the bottom. Cause otherwise like we'll end up doing 8, 9, 10 hour badass ranking streams, which I've definitely done worse things for longer. So
it's true. We do a Groundhog Day.
I once tasseled corn in 90% humidity heat for like a full fucking day. So that's my benchmark for time spent.
I watched apocalypse movies for 24 hours straight.
Yeah, true. Huge waste of time. All right. That's our badass festival for this month. I hope you guys really enjoyed it. I super enjoyed putting it together. Doing all the pods were fun. This badass ranking's been fun. Stay tuned for more special projects coming from Bald Move, but and be looking for the return of the badasses for summer 2022. Thanks, everybody.